let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Odyssey of a Phoenix Down in Flames by Jed Morgan is an exploration of mental illness through the lens of fantasy. Arian is a depressed soldier with a history of trauma, suicidal tendencies, but when a 2,000-year-old shapeshifter comes to him with a chance for a life worth living and a death worth dying, Arian will try to save the world to end his pain. Jed is a writer from Phoenix, Arizona, with 10 years of writing experience. He wrote 10 feature films, 8 short films, and 1 TV show before tackling his first novel. An Air Force veteran with a history in cybersecurity, Jed Morgan, author of Odyssey of a Phoenix, Down in Flames, is with us on This Week in America. Jed, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
This book is so well done on so many levels, as we'll talk about during our conversation. Let's start with the inspiration. Where did this whole thought come from to write the book Odyssey of a Phoenix?
So it was kind of a layered approach. Like, it was 5 different ideas that I wanted to do separately that just kind of all lined up perfectly. But the initial idea is I grew up loving Greek mythology and researching it as much as possible. But when I got older, I started to realize that there weren't very many accurate portrayals of it in modern literature and entertainment. So my personal journey and mission was to create a tale that was historically and mythologically accurate to those original stories and bring them to a modern audience in a way that would still be exciting and compelling. And so that would be the initial, like, this is how it all came together type idea that merged all those other ideas together.
And you've done such an excellent job with that. And the book is just a riveting story. It's a story that you want to continue reading. Another chapter before I go to bed tonight type of book. You really don't want to put it away. And you also have deeper themes and philosophies that are presented in the story besides just a really entertaining story. Talk about some of those themes and philosophies. You have a lot in the book, Odyssey of a Phoenix.
So, yeah, one of the main philosophies is this idea that there cannot be true happiness without true sadness. A lot of times in our modern society, we try to eliminate all our pain and suffering in an attempt to make our lives better. But in doing so, we find out that it's that pain and suffering that in and of itself gives us those happy times. So that's a big key philosophy. Is this main character, he's extremely suicidal, has a ton of issues and trauma that are driving him throughout the story. And his arc is to figure out that it's specifically because of those issues, those events that happen to him, that when the happy times come, they make him so much better. And that's his conflict with the main villain of the series. Is that villain, she seems altruistic. She seems to be trying to take away humanity's pain for good reason, but it'll take away our humanity and make us empty cutouts of really human beings. We're not human anymore if we don't have our pain. So that's where a lot of the conflict derives from. It's a philosophical battle between the hero and the villain as much as anything else. And you're meant to question whether or not the villain is right in it, because there is always going to be a part of us that wants to take away that pain and will try to deny as fervently as possible that we need it. And so it's that internal struggle within Arian himself that drives his character as well, because he's constantly going back and forth between, is this right? Should I try to get rid of my pain? Is that better? Yes. A better option for me? Is that better option for humanity as a whole as well?
You know, again, it's an excellent story, well told, but it literally is a life saving story. Talk about that, because this book is touching so many people and has saved, documented at least one life, someone that read the book and got answers and got some help and guidance, and a life was preserved.
Yeah, it's just a hugely humbling experience. It is very much based on my own journey and my own struggles with depression and suicidal tendencies. So when I got a fan letter of someone who said, hey, I was going to kill myself before I read this, and I realized that if Arian could get through his problems, then maybe I could as well. And that just spoke to me in a way that I could never have imagined, that a story like mine, it's a fantasy epic. You don't go into a story like that expecting to change someone's life, to save someone's life. When you figure that out, find out that that's what happened, it just gives me the drive to keep going, makes it seem all worth it in the end, especially with my own issues in this guy who sent me that fan mail, in him finding meaning, he gave me meaning as well. And that's something that'll continue me through the struggles that I may encounter in the future as well.
What was this like writing the book with your background, what you went through, the struggles that that Arian is going through? What was this like for you in writing Odyssey of a Phoenix?
Well, at the end of the day, it was incredibly therapeutic for me, because as I write out scenarios similar or even directly drawn from my own experience, I have to come up with solutions for Arian and the other characters as well. And by coming up for solutions for them to get through those issues, I come up with solutions for myself. So make it a third party, kind of detaching it from myself, give me a higher perspective to look at my issues in a more analytical manner and figure out a solution that would help me as much as help the main characters.
With us on the program is Jed Morgan. He's the author of Odyssey of a Phoenix, Down in Flames, a fantasy thriller that really is having an impact. It's changing lives, not just from an art creative standpoint of a wonderful story, but the real life application it has as you read Odyssey of a Phoenix. Book available at writersrepublic.com. The publisher will send you there, other places as well, information on our website. I want to go back a second when you were talking about the importance of mythology. Talk about that, the role of mythology in our society and the retelling of these tales, because it sort of is, it's a lost art, isn't it? I think I remember mythology at a grade school level and not much, you know, mentioned after that. How important is that?
Oh, it's hugely important. It's mythology, like Greek mythology, Norse mythology, and pretty much any type of mythology, is fundamental in the creation of our culture. So much of Greek influences still influence our society to a huge degree today, from advertisement and marketing campaigns, like the Goodyear afoot is Hermes, a symbol from Greek mythology,
yes.
And then into our political systems as well. Greece was one of the first places to pioneer the idea of a democracy, and there's just so much of our modern world that owes tribute to those ancient people and their beliefs from that era and the morality that they derive from those stories. So it's exploring the human experience by bringing these stories back to life. It's our foundation as a culture, as a society. What we are as a people is derived from simple, very simple stories like these. They're not all that together complicated. They're just simple heroes and villains trying to do the best that they can with what they're given. And that's going to be a timeless story throughout the future millennia as well as the past. And by bringing it into the modern era, we can see how similar we are today even to what they were back then, because it is a Greek mythology in modern times. So it's Greek tales recontextualized for the modern era. And not a whole lot changes besides the setting. The moral and philosophical struggles that they went through all those centuries ago are very similar to the struggles that we still have today. And it's a timeless idea that can carry us into the future and help us evolve past where we are now.
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes we tend to maybe overcomplicate things rather than looking ahead, look back, because there's some very simple answers there if we look back. And Jed is able to do that in Odyssey of a Phoenix. I want to touch on the mental health aspect of, again, what role does that play in the story? Because this is key for many people. Many people will read it, enjoy the story. Others will read it and see maybe answers to problems they're facing in life. What role does mental health play in Odyssey of a Phoenix?
So it's actually, besides mythology and philosophy, it is one of the fundamental building blocks of the story as a whole. Every main character has some sort of mental issue that they're trying to overcome and using the events of the stories to do so. The best example of that is the main character, Arian, who's extremely suicidal. And in the first page, in the first chapter, he attempts suicide. And that's where his whole journey begins, is with that suicide attempt. And I wanted to inverse the classic hero's journey, in that normally a hero is going through their journey fighting for life, whether or not it's the life of a loved one, themselves, or humanity as a whole. He's fighting because he discovered that he's a phoenix, which means he physically cannot die. So he's fighting to find something that is capable of killing him. And by going across that arc, it becomes the normal hero's journey, in that he starts to fight for things beyond himself. It's not just about finding something that can kill him anymore. It's about finding something worth living for. And that's always going to be a timeless story and a timeless character that people can connect with, because there's always something that we as a people are going to be struggling with. So him finding a way to die is what found a way for him to live. And that may be the answer that some people need, is they need to accept their issues and the problems that they have and know that it's a part of them and use that part of them to move forward in a better and brighter way.
The book is Odyssey of a Phoenix, Down in Flames by Jed Morgan, our guest on the program. Book available at writersrepublic.com and all the information, of course, on our website. What inspired the style of the interior art, which is another it's a very positive aspect of the book as well. What was the inspiration there?
So I have a friend of mine, she did the illustrations for, and when her and I were sitting down trying to come up with the ideas for the interior art style, we started looking at mental institutions. If you research mental institutions that we currently have today, a big key part of their therapy is art. By drawing, they can draw their feelings and express themselves in a way that they can't say per se. And a very common art style in those sorts of institutions is this black, scratchy line type of very visceral, dark art style. And so when we were doing that research, we found that it's to be very common among people with similar issues of depression and loss. Your world just doesn't feel quite real. And so that's how they express themselves. So it just felt right for our main character to express himself in the similar manner, because they are from his point of view, that's how he sees the world. So it just made the most sense to go at it from that perspective.
This book is Odyssey of a Phoenix, Down in Flames. What's coming in the future for the series? I'm assuming you will have others in the Odyssey of a Phoenix series.
So the second book, Apocalypse Then, is actually currently on sale, also on Writers Republic, the website. But I have 5 books in total that I plan on doing, and I've started the third one, getting geared up for that one. But yeah, 5 in total, and it's one self-contained story.
What is this like for you? Is this difficult for you, or is it part of maybe some therapy to go back and relive and take some characteristics of you and incorporate into the characters in the book? What's this like for you? Is this difficult?
Initially, it very much was, but I started to see improvements in myself. So I struggled through those first initial months when it was very difficult for me to write about certain material like this. But as I progressed, I found that it contextualized my past in a way that I could understand and evaluate to a deeper degree and come up with my own solutions to my own problems. So yeah, it's been very much a journey for me. Now it's not difficult at all. I get excited when I wake up in the morning to write because I discover myself. I understand myself deeper and deeper each day with every page and every word that I write. So it was hard at first, but that's what made it special in the end.
Was it an evolution for you, or was there a point where it was almost an aha moment where it's like, okay, I think I've got a handle on this now?
It was still an evolution, but there was a certain point when I noticed the evolution and it felt like an aha moment. And that moment was at a very dark point of the story, a point where a lot of the main character's own history is revealed that he wasn't aware of. And it just opened up his world to so many things beyond himself and contextualize his world into a way that he never dreamed was possible. And I was dreaming of a past for him that was beyond anything that he could possibly imagine, I dreamed that same past for myself. And that was the aha moment that, as Arian came to the realization that he had value, was the moment I realized that I had value.
What were your biggest inspirations, and maybe what are your biggest inspirations, because this is an ongoing process? Where do you draw the inspiration from?
I draw inspiration from a lot of different aspects. I try to base a lot of my characters off real life people just to give them that extra dimension, extra three-dimensional dimension. So some of these people, they are aware of the part that they play in my story, and I'll even like advise with them and say, hey, what would you do in this situation? Just to give any writer's block I have, sometimes their outside perspective will give me that extra jump. But it's very much a story of me and the people that I know in this fantasy world. The fantasy elements just contextualize it and ask different questions, but it's still the same root at the base of it. So yeah, just anything that around me I can incorporate in such a manner.
The book Odyssey of a Phoenix, Down in Flames by Jed Morgan, a fantasy thriller receiving excellent reviews. What makes this different from other mythological modern retellings? There is a difference. This book is unique. Talk about what makes this different, what separates this from the others.
So it's kind of twofold. One is a lot of the modern retellings are very, I hate to say, PG, Disneyified, where they're made very simple, very black and white, and almost childish. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that, but that's not how the original myths were contextualized back in the day. They were dark, they were gritty, they were full of nudity, violence, incest. There was a ton of bad stuff that happened in those stories, and I wanted to incorporate that aspect of it because you lose a lot of the narrative impact of those stories if you take away the negative connotations and really the heinous things that happened in that era
Yes.
to contextualize it to a further manner. So it's definitely a very mature story in that aspect because it is an accurate retelling of those ancient stories, but it's even beyond that, it's historically accurate to the best of my ability. A lot of writers just kind of take the names and that's about it and do what they want with it. But anything that's established in the myths, I will not contradict at if at all possible. So I do a ton of research. I'm constantly I spend more time researching the story than I do actually writing it, just because how dedicated I am to being as accurate as possible. And there is a little bit of wiggle room because they were oral stories initially, so there is some contradiction, and that's where I play around is that contradiction. But anything that's set in stone, I refuse to contradict that because this is a continuation rather than a retelling or a reboot per se. It's a sequel, if more than anything else.
How about when you deal with the character Arian, and this is not a sanitized, sometimes we see that in characters. This is real. This is gritty. This is because based on experiences that you went through. Is that what sets Arian apart as well? So people who read this story can maybe see what they're going through and relate to that because it is very real.
I definitely believe so because a lot of the things that cause the issues that Aaron have, people who have those similar issues in our society, the things that cause them are not going to be PG. They're not going to be Disneyified. They're going to be
Right.
dark, gritty, visceral in such a way that it's hard to show to a family-friendly audience. So by showing the extremes that humanity can take in its despicable nature towards each other, it contextualizes all his actions and all his issues in a way that you understand it far better than you would otherwise. You could just say, oh, yeah, bad stuff happened. But unless you show them, you won't really connect with the character to the same degree as reliving those experiences with the character.
I mentioned your background, very impressive feature film, short films, a TV show, and now a novel. Let's talk about the experiences of publishing, of being a writer. It's one thing to write the creative process, but then as a published author, you have to find it. There's a business aspect of that. What has this whole thing been like for you to actually write the book, first book, and then find somebody to publish it and do the marketing of the book?
Well, it was definitely a part of the process that I was not familiar with whatsoever. I'm very much on the creative side, so anything analytical or business, I struggle with. So I actually got quite lucky in my search for a publisher. Writers Republic actually reached out to me, and once we came to an agreement, they took off. They took care of all that business stuff that I did not have the mental fortitude to comprehend in the way that they were able to, and they just took care of it all for me. I try to include myself in the marketing as much as possible because that's an area that I understand. It's marketing and advertisement is the understanding of people, not necessarily the business side, so I can help out there. But it's very much I got lucky and was paired with the right people who were able to fill in the gaps of my understanding and my knowledge to a degree that made this all possible.
The story comes alive mentally as you're reading it, and I can visualize this being a TV show, a short film, even a feature film. Any talk about Odyssey of a Phoenix becoming a video of some kind?
So I definitely would love it to be a TV show. I think with just the mere size of it, a film isn't necessarily an option, but it was originally in my head as a TV show because that's where my experience comes from, is from film and television. But when I started working on it, I realized that I needed a much more in-depth POV for Arian. I needed to get inside his head in a way that's more difficult for film and television. So I wanted literally his internal dialogue to be a huge part of the story, and a novel was the best way to go about it. So I definitely like that to happen at some point, to be a television show. And I just hope we'd get the right people on board who are able to carry that internal dialogue onto the screen in a way that people can still understand and relate to the degree they can in the novel.
Talk about the difference between writing this novel, the first one, as I said, that you've done, as opposed to the visual product art that you've done before. With that, we sort of see what's happening. Here it's all descriptive. It's all verbal. Talk about making that adjustment. You know, you got a fight scene. Okay, you punch somebody and they punch them back. You have to sort of describe this and with your words bring it to life. What's that been like for you, making that transition?
It was difficult at first because when it comes to script writing, besides the dialogue, you do not over describe anything. It's literally he punches him. That is in depth as it will go. The dialogue you can play around with, and that's where it gets interesting from that perspective. But it was a stark transition for me to really broaden my vocabulary. And at the base of it, that was the big thing, was broadening my vocabulary into a way that would describe it. And I think the thing that made it easiest for me to make that transition was the fact that I was going about it from an internal dialogue perspective, because I wasn't, if the character didn't notice something, I didn't have to write about that per se. So it became very much like, all right, if I were in the scenario, what would I be noticing? How would I be thinking about this? And my own thoughts became the words itself that were translated over to the page. So that internal dialogue is what made the transition for me. If I had done this from a third person perspective, I think that transition would take a lot longer for me and would have been a lot more difficult. But when it's so based on what you think and feel, that's something that is inside of me and I'm already experiencing. So the words are already there.
I want to take a couple minutes left to talk about your relationship with Arian. Talk about that in developing the character, what you went through in developing him. He's a very believable, relatable character. What were the challenges in developing him?
Well, the challenges are the same as creating any other character, because you want to balance out basing it off yourself too much. A lot of writers try to avoid that, and I do as well, but in this case, it made the most sense. But balancing out, like, all right, in this scenario, I need him to make a choice that I wouldn't have and be a worse person than I am per se. So I had to be as connected to him as possible to say the words, but also disconnected enough that I knew that he would still make certain decisions that I would never make. And so it was a constant battle of maintaining that balance of being connected enough to tell the story, but not so connected that it became my own pride and my own personality tied into him such a degree that I couldn't imagine making the same decisions as him. So it was kind of a tug of war throughout the entire process to maintain that balance and still deliver a compelling character who wasn't everything that I wished I was per se.
Interesting, that balance there, sort of influenced possibly by you, but it's not a carbon copy of you, and trying to strike that right balance it's fascinating what went into creating Arian and Odyssey of a Phoenix, Down in Flames. The book is available at writersrepublic.com. The publisher, for example, will have all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are you working on? Obviously, more in this series. Are you doing any of the video stuff now?
So not currently. There's no current plans to do that. But at this point, I'm just focusing on the third book, which I just started. And it's going to be the darkest addition to the series, even darker than Down in Flames, if you can believe that. So it's I'm in that headspace more than I have ever been before. So just focusing on that aspect of it is really just what I'm working on for the time being.
How is it going into for you going into that darker space? And I'm thinking, is this something you could have done a year or two ago, but you're able to do it now? Talk about you as the writer going into that space.
So you have to realize that it's a part of you. The words you're saying are your soul transmitted onto the page. And yes, if you're not comfortable with what you discover about yourself, you're going to be uncomfortable with what's down on the page. So a year ago, I definitely couldn't have written the third book a year ago, as it's the darkest one. It would have been too much. I would have gotten overwhelmed way too easily with bringing up all those old emotions. But by gradually getting into the process with the first and second books, I was able to build up my tolerance and come to a better understanding of myself as a person, to a point that I could detach myself from the darker aspects of my past and bring it forward in this darkest chapter and relive those in a way that I wasn't able to prior. And there's a lot of techniques that I have to bring up those old emotions. And it's very much, if you're familiar with the term method acting, it's very yes. much method writing, because even in scenes where I'm not talking about the dark stuff, I'm trying to relive the same emotions, whether or not they're positive or negative, to properly portray that internal dialogue. So it's a roller coaster of emotions. And if you're not in control of your emotions enough to survive the journey, it could be devastating, as we've seen with method actors who've taken things too far. So it's actually more dangerous than I'm willing to admit to myself sometimes.
So there's been a growth process for Jed as well, hasn't there, in this writing process?
No, absolutely. At the beginning of the first one, I could never have imagined going to the depth that I am in the third one. But now it seems right and not so frightening. And so it's very much a character arc for me as much as it is for Arian.
Well, we need to start with Odyssey of a Phoenix, Down in Flames, the fantasy thriller by Jed Morgan. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com, second one in the series there as well. And Jed, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. I really appreciate you being with us and shedding light on the story, the character, how it's helping people, saving lives in one case that you know of, and probably others as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
It's been our pleasure. It's Jed Morgan, author of Odyssey of a Phoenix, Down in Flames, book available, for example, writersrepublic.com, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.